Choose from the list A to H what each speaker says about their best friend. Speaker 1.
My best friend. That would be James. We met at secondary school and we hit it off immediately. We were quite nervous, you know, big school, first day and all that, but James made me laugh straight away. He has a strange sense of humour, which I like a lot, but a lot of people just don't get him. They think he's odd, but that's not really true. I suppose I'm the only one in school who really understands him. He's generous, funny, and always ready to help you out. The perfect best friend, in fact. I don't know why he's not more popular.
Speaker 2.
Sonia and I have been best friends since we were at nursery, from about 3 years old. Yeah, we go back a long way. We've grown up together, really, but we're very different. I'm quite impatient, and she's really easygoing and calm, so occasionally she can drive me crazy in situations where something has to be done, and she's just like, oh, well, I don't know. But she can calm me down when I'm stressed. She's especially good at that, really. And everyone loves her, whereas I'm not quite as popular as her. Funny, isn't it?
Speaker 3.
When Darren first came to our school, everyone thought he was strange, but people soon grew to like him. You see, he's really artistic and good at drawing faces, and he used to draw funny pictures of the teachers when he was younger. Of course, before long, everyone wanted Darren to draw them too, so he made a lot of friends quite quickly. We get on especially well, though. He was having difficulties with maths, and I helped him out once, and from then on, we were inseparable. I'm quite moody, but Darren's really thoughtful and always there for me, no matter what.
Speaker 4.
Not a lot of people like Marie. She can be a bit insensitive at times, and I think that puts people off, which is fair enough. But we've known each other for years, since primary school, and I don't let her thoughtless remarks get to me. That's just the way she is. The thing is, she makes me laugh. She has a real talent for jokes and often comes out with something funny at the most unexpected times. I can be feeling low. Maybe I've had an argument with Mum, but I can always rely on her to put a smile on my face again.
Speaker 5.
The funny thing is, Glenn and I never used to get on at all. I thought he was really annoying, and he thought I was boring. Then we went on a school trip and had to share a room. That was a difficult situation for both of us. We weren't looking forward to a week in each other's company. But you know what? By the end of that week, we were the best of friends. I came to see him as the easygoing and reliable person he is, and he began to find me very funny. Nobody could understand what had happened to us when we got back.